everybody's having babies.
We're doing the 2002 version, Dick.
Yay!
I don't know. I love that clip. It's just showing a guitar in a back seat, and it's got like action music.
Oh, well, that means we can bring back Mrs. David Cross with her. I have a sunset. I have a flower, a tattoo of a flower in my asshole.
I wish she said asshole.
It's like, wish, that'd be hilarious.
Where is the? I can never find it when I want it. When I die, I want to be high.
Bury me with my currency. Oh, here
it is. It's because I named it Never Worry. That's why. Because that's what the song is.
Oh, well, don't do that.
It's, I know. I need to change it.
Yeah.
Let me do that now.
What? Shit.
I'm going to change it to I'm going to be high. When I die, I want to be high. I want to be high. Intro. I can never. How many times have I done this where I just cannot find it, so we've settled for something else?
Yeah, it's happened.
All right, here we go.
We're traveling to another dimension. When I die, I want to be high. Never worry, just bury me along with my currency. We're entering the Twilight Zone.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. Okay, run it. Roll it again. Roll it again.
We're entering LIW, the Twilight Zone. Review.
Things are gonna get better. I promise.
Gabe, I hope you're right.
William Shakespeare once wrote that the fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. However, Gabe O'Brien, a man who just can't get a break, is about to learn the fault may actually lie somewhere else.
In the Twilight Zone.
I would think you'd say Twilight Zone, but whatever.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Twilight Interview / Ear of the Beholder 460 TZ 2002 122 Gabe's story. Phoenix West.
Gabba story. Dick the God.
Oh, this story? This story? Yeah, this is Gabe's.
This is Gabe's
story. This is Gabe's story. Yeah, yeah. By the way. So, without further ado, Gabe.
Yay.
Chris?
Fuck. Chris Titus is Gabe in this 2002 episode.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this episode because you know my man crush 10 years. On Chris Titus.
Yeah. You've been wanting to watch this episode for 10 years of this show.
Yeah, since the beginning.
You finally did it. We made it. It took us all this time.
And you know what?
It was fine. Nothing special.
Unfortunately, the age he is, this is the show he had to be on for Twilight Zone, and that's unfortunate. Because it's like, oh, 2002 ones were always like, I mean.
At least this one ends happily, and it works out for him.
Yeah, it's a, like, you know. I like the idea of the episode. We've just seen it before.
Right.
And I forget the name. I have it right here.
Wasn't there another one where the girl, the woman goes to the library and they're writing everybody's lives in the library?
And that's the librarian.
That's the one with 85. That's 80s, yeah.
That's, who was the, that was the American Horror Story girl.
Yes.
What was her name?
Patricia Clarkson?
No.
The older version.
God damn it, what is her name?
The one from 6 Feet Under.
Can't think of her name off the top of my head.
I forget her name, too.
The episode I pulled up was A Matter of Minutes.
Yes, that's the other one.
Because I'm going to try to find that one.
But that one is more or less about the fabric of reality.
Yeah.
This one is more about
the fabric of reality, yeah.
A person's story. Like, it's about the guy's, he has the worst luck because he's written to have the worst luck. And he has no choice in that matter. So his destiny is basically, we need to have a fucking loser. You're the loser of the story. Sorry, can't change it.
Yeah,
because in this story, you're gonna have your truck robbed with the electronic equipment. You go to prison and you're gonna get anally raped several times in prison, and you kill the guy and you become king of the white Aryan nation.
But in this one, White Aryan Nation. Oh yeah, yeah. That's pretty much what happens. Yeah.
That's Shot Caller. That's another movie.
But this is the Matter of Minutes episode.
Yes.
It's that guy in the full body, like orange yellow suit.
Yeah, and wasn't a guy from Animal House in this episode?
Ah, it's so loud.
Oh, no, it was Adam Arkin. That's right.
Yeah.
That's who it was, Adam Arkin. Alan Arkin's son! My son was in a Twilight episode. No. Look at that.
Actual time is almost here.
20 seconds. But it just reminded me a lot of that. And then there's kind of that Truman Show episode they did as well.
Yeah. You're not supposed to see me. You must have got a bump on the head in that accident. Now you can see me. Now you're not supposed to do that.
How dare you do that? The guy doesn't really seem that concerned.
No. I have a schedule to keep fucking up your life. Leave me alone.
He seems fuck up your life. Too busy to even be alarmed.
Yeah.
Because he sees this guy. First he sees him in the yard. It looks like he has that Shaun of the Dead yeah. garden, that tiny little weird garden.
Yeah.
There's a lady in the garden.
There's a lady in the garden. Peaked.
She's so drunk. What was her name? Ruth? Rose?
I think. Oh, God.
Excuse me. Rose. The camera just pans down to her name tag.
Oh, my God. She is so drunk.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, that's a great movie. 20 years. 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
How nuts is that?
Well, I was thinking about a couple albums today that are 30 years old that I listened to. Because, NoFX, Punk and Drawbook, and then Green Day Dookie, 30 years old.
Right?
Yeah. Shawshank, 30 years old.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Forrest, nobody cares.
Stargate, 30 years old.
Time Cop is 30 years old.
That's insanity.
That one feels very believable, though.
Yes, it's dangerous.
I believe Jean-Claude Van Damme's highlight era was 30 years ago. Andy Dufresne, I don't believe it's 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's no pop culture reference to tie that to the era, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is definitely one of them. That pins down in 94, and it feels like 94.
And then you have 2 years later, or 4 years later, he's doing that movie with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Who does your hair? Simon Says. Roll.
Or Double Team. He did two of them.
Double Team. Oh, God. That's a bad one, too. Ooh.
Gabe Story.
Yes, Gabe Story, please. Take me away from JCVD.
Okay. He gets in an accident at the very beginning. He gets a knock on the head. And apparently that allows him to see this guy who's... He's not the writer of Gabe's life, but he is in charge of making sure all the actions happen. He kind of just sets up the pieces.
Yes.
In this scene that we were just showing the still from, he knocks over the vase.
Yes. That's just so funny.
Yeah.
The guy's already an asshole, and he breaks the vase.
I want to be in here in a conference call. You go ahead and do the manual labor, slave.
Yeah.
And then he breaks the vase right away.
Jesus. What kind of scariest? Like, this ain't Geek Squad. Geek Squad has a team of guys coming and put your shit together, right?
Yeah.
This must have been before that. And now Best Buy's over. They're basically out of business.
King's Electronics.
That's funny.
Best Buy has turned into a warehouse that acts as a store.
That's it. No movies either. You can't even buy physical media there anymore.
I took Nolan in there about, I'd say, 2 months. And... The Blu-rays are back in the far corner.
Well, now they're gone. They're not even there anymore.
And it's about, they have one row, and then on the other side they have another row. And they're all like on, they're not even on the shelves.
Yeah.
They took out, and they just have what was left on the wall, and they're just sitting on it. And I'm like, this is sad.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. It's not their fault.
No, it's just Amazon killed them.
Amazon killed them.
And, it's nice to go to those stores, like that one that you have, that big movie store that has the toys and the movies. That place is awesome.
Yeah, Yeah.
I love that store. We can go back there when I go.
It's because if you're going to buy that stuff and sell stuff, you have to be used.
Used
Blu-ray store or whatever.
Well, hell, maybe I have to unload all these toys I have. I'll just bring them over to your place and I'll sell them at that store.
They'll buy anything, man.
They said they wanted a bunch of shit. Because Black Series figures are impossible to resell. They're kind of a pain in the ass.
Which, for who?
Star Wars.
I like those Black Series ones, though.
They're neat, but it's just I'm unloading half. I'm going to sell half of them.
You talk about the ones that are like this big?
6 inches.
Yeah. I like those ones, though. I don't know.
I like them. I've kept more than a few, but I'm going to sell most of them. I don't want them anymore. I just don't want this shit anymore.
You know,
I'm to the point where I'm just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? Who's going to fall in love with this? What am I doing?
That's probably for the best, honestly.
But I am keeping this one.
The Clint Eastwood.
Mexico Prune Face Dick Tracy.
I love Prune Face, man. I was so excited when you sent me Prune Face. Oh, you sent me Prune Face, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I sent you Dick Tracy.
No, you sent me Al Pacino.
Yeah, big boy, yeah.
I didn't have, I only, I this is how much I love these guys. They're right here. First thing.
How many do you have, though?
I have the Dick Tracy, and then I have this that you just sent me, like, last year.
Okay, I'm going to get more. Because they're always on sale, but they're too expensive. You got to get them at, $3 a piece or something.
Well, luckily, I don't want them in boxes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get them loose.
Yeah.
They got to have their guns. They got to have the Tommy guns.
I don't even care about the guns, honestly.
Yeah, they look better with a gun.
Neither of mine have guns.
Yeah.
I have two of the Dick Tracys because you sent me another one. Mm. Yours is in better condition because the person I had mine since childhood. So
yeah, I have a whole set carded still in my house, and I kind of want to keep them, but I don't know. I'm like,
I want the William Forsyth.
Yeah, he's fucking not cheap.
Yeah,
he's expensive, but we'll see.
But ironically, William Forsyth himself is very cheap to get on.
Very cheap. He'll do anything.
Yeah.
Do you want one of my figures that I got from Playmates? I got like 10,000 of them in my house.
You know who he reminds me of? He looks like Edward Furlong time traveled.
Yes, but a more successful Edward Furlong.
Yeah. Oh, definitely
more successful.
Yeah,
it's Stone Cold.
Back in the day, when you're in a movie like that, you're pretty much down, and it's not your fault really, because nobody gives you a chance after that. 16, Dick. 16.
Hey, I don't believe it.
All bots.
I don't believe it.
Nobody said a goddamn word in the comments.
It just jumped up to 18.
Oh, wow. Every time I mention it. So I think that's the longer we go.
It's all lies.
Let's just roll Hollywood is Dead into this feed.
Burn down.
His daughter plays the violin terribly. He's dressed just like he is on Titus, the TV show.
You think he just came over from that set to this same week?
Well, by this time, I think Titus was canceled.
Was it?
Because Titus is like 98, 99, and it only went 3 seasons.
I feel like it was on for 7 seasons.
Wow. Oh, no, it was on 3. Wow. And then he got...
Oh, really?
Because, and it was super successful. Titus tells the story. But it was like crazy successful. And he went in there, they tried to do some stupid shit with the show. And they're like, you got to start doing this and this and this. And he's like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm not doing that shit. I'm like, fuck you. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Because you know how Fox gets bought every 6 months?
Right, yeah.
And the new guys, and he immediately, they canceled the show.
Wow.
And he's like, I have some regrets, but also I didn't, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, it wouldn't be my show anymore. So I don't know. I like that he stood up for himself, but also was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that because that cost me out millions and millions of dollars.
I got to do a fucking TZ 2002 episode.
Yeah. Well, he's, self-sustaining. He's done enough. He does enough stand-up.
I guess.
He's one of my favorite stand-ups. He's in my top 5. I saw him back-to-back nights here.
Wow.
Because he did his new set, and his girlfriend at the time was his opening act. Now they're married. Rachel. Uh-huh. I forget her last name. But he did his new set, and then the next night he was doing his Norman Rockwell's Bleeding, which is like his original one that got on the Titus pilot.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, fuck yes, because he announced it at the end of the show. I'm like, oh my God, no way. Immediately went home, got front row tickets to that. Came by myself the next night and was like openly crying. Because it's, I don't know, it's just, it's a personal one for me.
Yeah.
Because it kind of mirrors me. And I'm just sitting there watching. I'm like, holy shit. And he's just like, the whole time he's like, sorry if I'm fucking this up. I haven't done this in 15 years or 20 years or whatever long it's been.
No, I love you. I love
and
you.
I was like, I was such a, I've never, you know, you see like girls in concerts where they're like, ah, that was me in my head. Hey, like in reality, I'm like probably doing this. the white guy. But in my head, I'm like, because like, imagine if like you saw Eddie Murphy and he came out and did Raw now. Like, that's how some people feel about that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just loved it. And so, but the Titus show, goddamn, I love that show. Stacy Keach is the best. And I,
you have a DVD, right? You have the whole set?
No, I don't have it on DVD. I have it downloaded, but.
Does it not exist on
Blu-ray? It probably does. I never really thought to buy it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Let's look into that.
Look that up. Yeah, I'm kind of curious now.
Let's spell Amazon correctly. Titus.
Amazon.
Titus DVD? The problem is it goes to that Titus Anthony Hopkins movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a good movie. I'd buy that.
I've never seen it.
It's good. It's good. It's a dark one because that's the darkest Shakespeare play. That one's pretty bad.
I don't see anything about Titus on DVD.
Really?
No,
weird.
Because Fox fucking buried it after that.
Wow.
But it's where I know, like, his brother Dave, Scott Farkas from Christmas Story. That's where I know that guy from. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, he's all over that one.
Zach Ward.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good show. Anyway, enough about that.
Well, here you go. Titus 3, Season 3 DVD box set, $56.
Yeah. Like I said, I've seen it on DVD, but it's been so long that. And you can't even find it.
Here you go. You got the complete series, seasons 1, 2, 3, 10 disc set, $74 coming from Canada.
Not bad.
Well, here you go. Season 3, $45. It's all mostly season 3. I don't see anything else. Well,
sorry, I punched my microphone. No, I would say I am unreasonably biased toward Christopher Titus because I like the guy a lot. I wish there was more for him to do here, but I did enjoy his yelling at everyone and insulting yes. everyone stuff.
Yeah.
It was great. Cause he kept doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's where he's like, I don't want to do crime though. That's a crime. And he's like,
you're right. Yeah.
No, you just leave the car on and I go in there and he's like, oh, I just leave the, that's not the crime.
Yeah. It's delivery.
But it's like not funny, but. The way he does it is because
he's just a likable. He's a likable guy.
Yeah, it's stupid dialogue, but he does it in a way. You can tell he's like, I got to do this my own way, man, because otherwise this sucks.
Yeah.
But his friend, I called him Rory Cochran mixed with Jim Gaffigan.
He is the alien from Galaxy Quest. Yes.
Yeah. You're more like. He sounds exactly like Jim Gaffigan though, and he looks like Rory Cochran. Listen.
A failure.
Hot Pockets!
Well, I never thought of it like that.
Hey, you're still doing better than me.
Yeah. Well, if things don't get better fast, it's gonna cost me my marriage.
You know my solution.
Alright, here comes that joke I was talking about. I'm gonna pause it, because UPN is litigious. You can watch this whole episode on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's all on YouTube.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Yeah,
I've had these DVDs and I've never put them in. By the way, I went to Zia since then and I found two of these box sets.
Wow.
For like $40. And I'm like, come on.
$40?
Yeah.
Is there commentary on the episodes?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'll look.
That would be curious to listen to.
You know, if the Chris Fatitis did it, it'd be worth the $40.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, what the fuck was I doing here? I was in Vancouver. I don't know what was going on.
I had to kind of keep my child support payments going.
I'm not a criminal.
Me either. Look, all you have to do is leave your truck unlocked and go about your business. I'll do the rest. You know, just take a couple of choice items to sell, like TV here and sound system there.
Oh, that would be stealing.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, very good.
It's added something, and that's definitely his personality, because that's exactly the way he talks on the show Titus.
Right.
But it's, I don't know.
It's a fun episode. It's enjoyable. But again, it's basically a retread of the similar stories that Twilight Zone's done before.
Yeah.
And other anthology shows have done, where it's like, you know, the guy, you know, my life is being pre-written and I need to change it. And how dare you, blah, blah, blah.
You're right, though. The librarian one, I didn't think about.
Yeah, that's very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I think that's closer.
Yeah.
But the guy in the suit just reminded me of that other episode.
Right, yeah. It just, yeah, the aesthetic is there.
But I did enjoy the fact that it just, he finds the guy again. He's leaking the air in the tire. He's like, no, you're supposed to get arrested, man. And he kind of gives the game away because he's literally pinned up against the, because Tiger's a badass. Yeah. He got pinned up against the van. He's like, take me to the writer. He's like, all right. Really quickly gives it away because UPN's clock is ticking.
Yes, it's a 24-minute episode. We're on minute 18.
We got some Johnson sausage commercials to get to. Come on. Those Jimmy Dean sausage commercials. And then we got
the Wayans Brothers show to sell.
This also really reminded me of Westworld Season 3 and 4.
Oh.
Because Westworld Season 4 is Dolores is living in the computer world, and she's writing people's lives.
Oh.
She just doesn't, she finds out it's real. That's what happens in season four. And season three is kind of about destiny and how everything's written already for you by this machine.
So season four, when it's in the real world, it's not the real world, it's the computer world?
A little bit of both. Oh. She's in the computer world. That's a twist. You're not going to care. She's in the computer world. She thinks it's the real world. It's kind of a mirror of the real world. So then that's how they trick you with time. You think,
right?
Because they'll cross with characters, and you're like, "Wait, how did?" But it's because she's not in reality; she's dead by this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, reminds me a lot of that. But I enjoyed the fact that he overthrows the writer by like having a conversation and just refusing to leave.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it takes.
He's like, "I'm not going anywhere until you fix this," and she's like, "Come okay, on."
Fine.
Her boss comes in and he's like, no, we don't do that. And she's like, it would help my workload to have 5,999 instead of 6,000. He's like,
right, yeah.
Fine. And I was waiting for that additional twist of savagery or, you know, nihilism. Right. No. He just, it appears to be he's a god now.
Well, he's going to go his own route and not be bothered with them. And hopefully he succeeds. And if he doesn't, it's his own problem.
Yes, but he's like, his wife is like, seems like she has to do what he wants. She's about to leave his ass.
You can't go. I've written you. You stay.
That means I watched two wife leaving you over the way you act things in one day because I watched this in The Insider.
Yeah, well, his wife, The Insider's a bitch.
Time. These are the numbers.
No way.
Oh. Look, well, we can do this. We can change our lives. We can make something of ourselves. Put the face.
I can't decide if she's hot or not.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She's cute.
But, okay.
He was me through all the bad times. Like, I'm not going to let you leave now when things are just about to get fun.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yes. No more moaning. No more groaning. No more blaming other people. Nancy, I promise you, we are going to make it.
He's very cheesy when he does his serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know something? I believe you.
Wasn't Chris Martinez in an episode of Beyond Belief?
Yeah. He was in the barn.
The motorcycle one?
Motorcycle in the barn.
That's right. Oh, my God.
I thought I switched the two words, but yeah, motorcycle in the barn, yeah.
Motorcycle in the barn. It was Elvis's bike, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to bring that up as well. I'm glad you did, because I didn't put it in my notes.
And that was a true episode. That did happen, right? Was that a fact or fiction? That was fact.
No idea.
I can't remember.
Let's go with yes.
Guess again. Do we make it up? You're wrong.
I think next time we do an anthology, we'll do
Beyond. Oh, yeah, it's been a while. I want to watch another one.
I love that show. I love doing that.
Yeah, that brings me. I'm still, my favorite episode is the old people killing.
Oh, God. They were serving them people in a restaurant.
That was great.
That whole episode was like brutal.
Your son, your missing son, he's the victim.
Whoa. Yeah, they killed their own son.
They killed their own son.
And that was a true one. No.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
No,
was it not true?
No, I don't think it was. One, right? No. Okay. I don't think it was.
I can't remember.
I can look it up. That's a thing.
I can't remember.
Hold on. I'll look it up. You tell me what you get. What thought about this episode. Give it a score. I'll look that up.
Yeah, no, it's a cute episode. It's fine. I like Chris Tyson. Yeah, it's a 6. I give it a 6. It's a notch up from being mediocre. It's fine. Just because it's more or less a redux of other episodes that have been done before. Only this one's a sweet episode. It has a happy ending. And you feel good about yourself.
The diner was fiction.
Oh, boo!
Yeah.
Boo!
But that whole episode, it's the only episode of that show that made the top tier, because I put those in 3 tiers.
Yeah.
It's the only one. It's in there with, like, Inside Number 9s and then, like,
wow,
the other great stuff we watch. And the rest of them in the middle tier.
Wow.
Because they're always like, eh. But the fun of it is the argument and the...
Right.
The hilarious Canadian shit that we watch on that show.
Fantastic.
I agree with you. It would be a 6, but it has the tightest thing, so I gave it a 7.
Ooh, there you go.
And I'm admitting that freely.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
It has a 6.7 on IMDb.
That's fair.
Only 314 people chimed
in. Nobody watches TC 2002.
I watched this when it was on the air.
I remember watching, I think, the first episode. I never watched it again.
Oh, really?
Or I might be confusing this with another show. Maybe I didn't watch this show. I think I did, because there's so many anthology shows came in the early aughts. There's like 4 or 5, and then they just stopped making them. Now they don't make them at all. Nobody does these shows anymore.
Because I would watch this, and then also UPN would play Beyond Belief.
Mm.
They would play like the season behind.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I don't know. I remember this episode, but I don't remember what happened, but I remember watching it.
Right.
I'm like, oh shit, Titus.
Titus.
There's some episodes when it was on the air in real time, I probably only watched like 7, 8, 9 episodes somewhere in there.
Right.
Like, yeah. I wasn't like, oh, I gotta watch, you know.
Right.
But unlike what I was with Beyond Belief, I watched all that shit in real time.
Oh, did you find the...
That was appointment television.
Did you find that quote, I have a flower of a tattoo of my ass?
I don't need to find it because it's right here.
Oh.
I have a sunflower on my ass if you're interested.
There it is.
And our first 2002 show that we did with the Jeremy...
Sisto.
Jeremy Sisto, yeah.
Yeah.
This one.
Great.
The cut to the music is the best. Serious. And then here's the other guitar one where he kills that hot girl.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I just like to see her.
Remember that one was the manager comes and goes, all right, it's okay, she's dead. We gotta clean this up, make it look like you're a murderer.
I think what we should do, like, we should each pick 5 episodes of whatever show we want to do and do like a redux of just those in one night.
Right.
Because yeah, I want to see that manager speech again. It's all right.
Scene from Tropic Thunder when Bensler goes, I killed the thing that I love the most. Okay, you killed a hooker. Okay, get some bleach, get some lye. We're gonna get through this, Tugger. And he goes, no, a panda. A panda! Oh, thank God. That's fine. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I haven't seen Tropic Thunder since it came out.
I've been watching reaction videos to it.
Oh, so okay.
I've kind of seen it, and it's still funny. Everybody loves it. Everybody who watches it, they're just like, they love it. They don't make movies. Like, they're always the same reaction to it. It's always, they don't make movies like this anymore. Why? Like, why don't they make movies like this? These are funny. Like, why are movies so bad now? They're right.
20.
Nobody likes modern movies anymore.
Yeah. Well, they took some fucking chances. Like, I saw something the other day where it was like a writer. And it showed the picture of Robert Downey Jr. in blackface. And I'm like,
right,
oh,
yeah.
God. And I start reading it, and it's the opposite of what I was expecting.
He's going,
you got to understand, he's not doing blackface. He's talking about the Hollywood culture of doing blackface. And
they've done it for years, and how they fucking, in real life, they tried to get Julia Roberts to be Harriet Tubman, for Christ's sake. in the night, and like that was a true story. They tried to do the Harriet Tubman movie with starring Julia Roberts. And it's just like, she was an African woman. Was she?
And?
Yeah.
But Julia has heard of a railroad.
Ah?
Hear me out. Ah? Hold on. Okay. Let me get her on the phone.
$32 million opening weekend. Harriet Tubman starring Julia Roberts.
Julia what might be white and look nothing like Harriet Tubman, but does she like money? Julia does like money and carrots. You got to feed them with your palm, though, otherwise she'll bite your fingers off.
Because she's a fucking whore.
Julia hungry. I never got her appeal. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I like her brother better.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts.
I like her niece better.
Oh, she's a fucking psycho.
Yeah. That's why I like her better. Something interesting.
Yeah. Poor Evan Peters gets the shit kicked out of him every weekend.
To be fair, start listening to some goddamn weights, Evan Peters. Come on.
Fucking stand up for yourself, Evan.
Yeah.
I know you're watching.
He's calling dad. Can you kung fu kick her in the chest, be the best of the best? Come on.
I can't do this. Your daughter's mean.
I like your... It was Ramirez. Come on. I know your career.
Why are you talking to me, kid?
Choke out your daughter, sir.
I loved you in the Dark Knight.
It was Ramirez. Why does he have a lisp when he says that? I can't get over that.
No, he has a lisp there. He goes, I thought you D.H. played golf with a mask, things like that. He's got that New York accent. And then he has the lisp in there.
It's been 16 years since that movie came out. And I still cannot stop thinking about that. Dark Knight, it was.
It was Ramirez.
It was Ramirez. It's right here. If I tell you. All right, it's right here. It's a bad audio because someone recorded the TV, but.
You let me go. I can't hurt your chances.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. It was Ramirez.
Do you love your wife?
Yeah, I'll share it in a way that you can hear it.
You're a lucky man. He's not your driver.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
It was Ramirez.
What a weird line read.
It was Ramirez.
I wish he said it like that.
It was Ramirez.
Yeah, he says it like Sylvester. Seven Succotash. And with Ramirez. Like his tongue just died while he's talking. It was Ramirez.
I'll check that. That was my favorite take of that scene, so I kept it. I'm just going to
know him. It's like he's hated it. He's doing that thing from In Living Color. Ramirez.
He comes way up.
Anyway, let's get out of here. Our next Twilight Zone episodes will be in April. Wong 85's Wong's Lost and Found Emporium.
Oh no.
TZ59's What You Need Redux.
Okay.
This is going to be our like collected things like pawn shop episodes.
Okay.
And then TZ2019's The Blue Scorpion Redux.
Oh, okay.
That one's a good one. I like that one.
All right.
That one's got Chris O'Dowd in it.
Okay, I like him.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be super anti-gun because the first season of Twilight Zone was like that, but
yeah,
no, it wasn't. It was very enjoyable.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll get to those on, assuming the schedule holds, April 5th. But, Dick, until next time, and in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Take it again.
Okay, first thing tomorrow, we sell the violin, and we get that kid a piano.
Shakespeare observed that all the world's a stage. It's men and women merely players.
But oh, he's hiding outside of their house, by the way. He's doing full rod.
I'm outside the house with green screen.
Look at this.
Gable Bryan proved that sometimes you can grab the pen from the poet and write your own story. A lesson learned in the Twilight Zone.
So long, citizens!
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Titus. Call me.
Who thought Forrest Whitaker would be a good host for this?
It was Whitaker.
It's such a weird, such a weird choice.
Who should host the 2002 UPN Twilight Zone? It should be Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
It was Ramirez.